One other Taliban stronghold is the city of Kunduz in northeastern Afghanistan. It's become a refuge for many foreigners who came to Afghanistan to fight for the Taliban and for Osama bin Laden. Now, civilians are fleeing Kunduz in fear the Northern Alliance is seeking revenge. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The civilians walk a highway right through no man's land. They listen to scattered gunshots as they go, and they try to avoid landmines planted in the area. Rocks, painted red, mark mines that have been found but never cleared. Among the rocks lie shell casings from hundreds of shots fired long ago. Overhead, you can hear American warplanes. People say, "Amrico, Amrico," and point skyward. At least once today, U.S. planes bombed a Taliban position near the front lines, sending up a huge plume of smoke. People cross through the war zone carrying their children and all their belongings. They've loaded up donkeys with blankets, buckets, water bottles, and sacks of grain. They bring with them stories of Taliban forces that may be preparing for a last battle. The Taliban has been pressuring civilians suspected of disloyalty to their cause. Halom Mahiyadeen says he fled after the Taliban visited him in a village just outside Kunduz. They wanted me to surrender the weapons I'd hidden, he said, but I had no guns. Rather than risk punishment for disobeying the Taliban, he fled. Other people tell stories of entire villages being ordered to leave. Halom Mahiyadeen says some of the Taliban soldiers he met did not speak Pashto or Dari, the country's two main languages. He's one of several refugees today who said they'd seen Pakistanis or Arabs among the Taliban forces in Kunduz. The so-called Afghan Arabs came from all over the Islamic world. Some became senior Taliban leaders. Now at least some are trapped in Kunduz. Refugees and Northern Alliance officials tell a variety of stories of dissension between the Afghan Arabs and local Taliban leaders in Kunduz. While the details are unconfirmed, the stories all boil down to an essential point. Some of the local Taliban leaders want to surrender. The Arabs don't. This week, some of the Afghan Taliban soldiers did surrender, and today you could see a ragged column of prisoners marching away from the front lines under armed guard. Northern Alliance soldiers say they clapped 122 prisoners into the jail in the city of Talakan. The Arabs might not expect to be treated as well. The general commanding the troops facing Kunduz says he plans to draw distinctions between native Afghan prisoners and Afghan Arabs. Such statements have prompted fears of a massacre whenever Kunduz falls, and frontline Northern Alliance soldiers are encouraging that fear. On a hill overlooking the front line, a soldier named Habibullah was standing guard today. From the spot where he stood, he watched the refugees hurry past. He could also see the Taliban-held valley below. Habibullah was thinking about the non-Afghans he believes are trapped there. We will take our revenge, he said. We will kill them. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Kunduz, Afghanistan.